Love Sport Radio. On digital radio, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is the Burnley Fans Show.
Oh, you are listening to a brand new fan show now on Love Sport Radio. I am so excited. It is the Burnley fan show for the next half an hour. Burnley fans, if you are listening, wherever you are, you can join us now. We are now on national radio. Get involved. Have your claret say. It is simple. It is easy. You tweet us at Love Sport Radio or you call us 0208 7020 558. Well, this is a special fan show because not only is it the first Burnley fan show, we are now joined by several people who are going to tell us everything and what is going on at Burnley and Turf Moor at the minute. And I'm delighted to say Andy Jones joins us, the Burnley correspondent for The Athletic. Andy, thank you so much for joining us in what is the first Burnley fan show and giving us a little bit of your time this evening. It's not great, though. We have to start with that league form at the minute. A three-game losing streak. Yes, Burnley won in the Cup. But is there a danger Burnley are on the slide now in this second half of the season and after that busy festive period?
Well, firstly, good evening. Thanks for having me on. I think when you look at the next four fixtures, there's definitely a little bit of... You can have a little bit of fear, I think. Chelsea, Leicester, United and Arsenal, and you know, Burnley this season haven't done particularly well against those types of sides. So there's certainly, you know, a little bit of, you know, there's a bit of a problem if those fixtures don't go, you know, the right way and results don't go the right way, and by the time you come out of those four, then Burnley could find themselves, you know, towards those relegation, you know, places, maybe even in there. But then you look at the same time, you can look at it the other way. And that's four of those fixtures out the way, and you've got more of the teams in and around you to play for the rest of the season moving forwards.
Yeah, Andy, you mentioned there real tough run of fixtures they've got, and it doesn't always sometimes work out like that in a Premier League. Where you've got a tough run, you pick up points, and where you think you're going to pick up points, then you lose on the spin. But it is a tough run coming up. But what is it that's missing for Burnley this season? For me, on the outside, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're missing that little bit of bite, you know, that little bit where they were really difficult to beat. No one wanted to go to Turf Moor. No one wanted to play Burnley, you know, always a difficult fixture on the weekend. But they're just missing that. They've not become a soft touch, but, you know, teams are getting at them a little bit more.
I think it's an interesting one, actually, because, you compare the first half of the season this season to last season, it's sort of night and day. I mean, but the Everton on Boxing Day, they lost, but, you know, they doubled the point tally, and sort of both going forward and defensively, they were statistically a lot better. I think the Christmas period's been difficult. They got the two wins against Newcastle and Bournemouth, both 1-0, without particularly impressing going forward, but equally defensively after the conceding 11 goals in three games against Palace, City and Tottenham, you tighten that up. They didn't concede a shot on target in either of those games, but against Everton, United and Villa, they've just missed that spark going forward and sort of that creativity and at the same time, defensively, they've been punished.
Yeah, absolutely. Being punished at the minute. Obviously, Sean Dyche will want to see improvement, you know, in the next run of fixtures. And something maybe to galvanise that side, pick up a little bit of momentum. They did win on the Cup on the weekend, but just on that league form quickly, Andy, a lot of fans, when we do the other fan show, say Burnley are in real danger of sliding into the relegation places now. They're sort of maybe in that dogfight. Are they for you? Do the Burnley fans, are they worried? Do they think they're in that fight?
I think you have to be realistic, and with the position they're in, the games they've got coming up, I think that there's a chance that they can get dragged into it. And it's so tight, the league, and everyone can beat everyone realistically in that sort of that bottom 10 teams. So it's going to be tight, but equally a couple of wins can, you know, propel you up the table, and a couple of defeats and teams in and around you picking up points can, you know, can send you down. So the one ray of hope that I'm sort of looking at in terms of the Chelsea game, Burnley have been in the league, well, in all comps, they've been consistently inconsistent. They've gone three defeats, two wins, three defeats, two wins, three defeats, and they've got a win against Peterborough, which sort of means that if they continue the consistency, then Chelsea should be a win. But obviously, it's not going to be that easy. And sort of with a couple of the injuries they've got, it's going to be a tough task away against Frank Lampard's side.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we look at that Chelsea game, before we talk a little bit about the Cup, obviously they will need to make improvements to the side. We've reached it silly season, Andy. We're in that January transfer window. Will Burnley be spending any money? I know Sean Dyche, he's not one to splash the cash, and Burnley will want to keep it tight. But obviously Drinkwater is returning to Chelsea. You just mentioned they're playing him on the weekend. But can we see any incomings?
It's a difficult one. It really is. I mean, Sean Dyche has been saying it's unlikely, and after the Peterborough game, he said his sort of list of targets could fit on the back of a postage stamp. But I think that there's a realistic sort of, you know, for Burnley, the working in such a difficult sort of market in terms of, you know, with the finance that they have, the fee, the wage, and also the desire of the player to come to the club, they've got to find a mixture of that, and there's not a huge amount of players that's sort of applicable to. So it's a difficult market to work in January, especially. I mean, fees are always inflated because you tend to find that teams don't want to lose players mid-season. And it's the same for Burnley in terms of outgoings. So you're sort of looking in the loan market. And then the issue with that is then the players who are usually available, you tend to find, haven't really played much football in the first half of the season, hence why they're sort of available. So you've then got to, you know, bring the right player in, hope that, you know, get, make sure it works, and get them match fit and then ready to impact.
Yeah, obviously that winter transfer window, Andy, always a difficult one with the players that are around, and obviously the inflated prices that the Premier League sides face. But they did beat Peterborough on the weekend. Jay Rodriguez getting on the score sheet twice. They're going to need him in the second half of the season. If he could put a few more of those away, you know, get the goals to get him out of that places and put points on the board, it could be vital.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really, really big confidence boost, I think, the game against Peterborough for Jay. You know, he's been in and around sort of, you know, when Wood and Barnes, when one of them's been out injured there, or a little bit, I mean, Barnes has been playing with a knock throughout December, really. And every time he comes in, you know, he's lively, he's looking to link play. I was really impressed with him against Peterborough. I thought, you know, his first one was a pretty easy finish, but he took a second goal really well. And, you know, he dropped into the pocket and linked play, and was a big part of why Burnley was so sort of dominant in the game. And I think potentially if he's sort of done everything he can to stake his claim to be, you know, in that first team now, and he will be open for his consistent run of games and from that, you know, to produce the goods, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, the FA Cup fourth round draw was tonight. They faced Norwich, another side who are in that relegation fight in the Premier League. So maybe it won't be the biggest priority for them. But what's the priorities with the Cups this season for Burnley? Obviously, they'll want to stay up. And obviously, they did change the lineup on the weekend. But it's not the highest aim, is it?
No, I mean, the league, staying in the Premier League is always going to be Burnley's biggest aim. And, you know, with the Cup, Norwich is at home, is another good opportunity to advance. And you're not going to turn, I mean, there'll probably be changes again, but Norwich themselves will be in the same position, it's sort of as you mentioned. And it'll be an interesting game. I watched a few sort of the Norwich highlights as soon as the draw came out, and was impressed with some of their young players. So it'll be a tough game. But I don't think any Burnley fan would turn down a cup run. But obviously the priorities are definitely staying in the Premier League and making sure they secure the place for next season.
Yeah, because obviously the cup run can be a welcome break from the players. But if they find something, they start to click, they can transform that into their league form. That cup tie will come at the end of the month. But it's interesting, when you go on this cup run, you said, you know, they'd welcome it. They're not necessarily wanting it, but they'll welcome it. If they start getting a little bit further, those expectations, they change, don't they, Andy? And they think, well, we've got a chance now.
Exactly. I mean, I think if you beat Norwich, it's two games from Wembley, I think. So, I mean, there's always that type of thing that can play into it. But at the same time, a cup run can give players opportunities to stake the claim for first team places and, you know, get them into some kind of into a bit of form. I mean, Aaron Lennon was excellent at the weekend. He probably his best performance of the season, really, in terms of. And obviously, you've got to factor in the level of the opposition. But you know, his work rate, his energy, his creativity was excellent. And Jay Rodriguez himself getting a couple of goals. Hendrick and Cork lively and getting on the ball and playing passes. So there's different elements to a couple of them which can help league form as well. And you know, bringing players into form and building that confidence of getting wins.
Yeah, Andy, definitely. And I just wanted to quickly touch upon Sean Dyche because on Love Sport Drive, which everyone can hear every day 3 to 7, the brilliant Paul Morton was on it, and we was talking about Burnley and Sean Dyche and clubs like Bournemouth are also struggling this year with Eddie Howe. It's sometimes brilliant managers, and for even how brilliant they are, they can only take a club so far. It's very hard to reach that next rung on the ladder, you know, that next step. Do you think that's applicable with Sean Dyche and Burnley? You know, it's very tough for them to reach that next step, hard for him to carry on shining almost in that job. And that's not an insult because he's a brilliant manager and the work that he's done there should be applauded, but it's very hard to sustain that for long periods of time, especially in the Premier League.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it's a difficult question to answer, really, because I think he's so key to Burnley, and you know, if he left, then you wonder what's next for the club, because he, you know, he's so influential. He's part of it, you know, everything, and everything comes from him, really. And I mean, he took them to Europe a couple of seasons ago, and realistically, that is probably, you know, as far as Burnley can sort of hope to go, because you know, financially, they just can't compete with clubs, and Dyche acknowledges that. But I mean, Burnley staying as a Premier League club is an achievement every season, and long may that continue. And Dyche hopefully will continue to produce the right results and lead Burnley and continue in that way.
Absolutely, Andy. We really appreciate you coming on the Burnley Fan Show. Where can fans find you, Andy, if they want to check it? Because I know you're the correspondent for The Athletic. So where can fans keep up to date with all your stuff?
So I'm on Twitter, which is AD Jones_Journo, and then also The Athletic, which is an app. It's an online subscription service, so on the website as well. And you know, there's loads of great content from all the Premier League clubs, but I'm the Burnley correspondent and I'm thoroughly enjoying it so far this season.
Absolutely. Well, we're enjoying your content, Andy. You are the man in the know. Thank you for joining us on the Burnley Fan Show. As Andy will do, become a semi-regular on this show, but there is still 15 minutes to come and we will not stop talking Burnley. I'm delighted to say I'm going to be joined by Chris Bowden.
This is Love Sport.
You are listening to the brand new Burnley Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from Andy Jones there, the Burnley correspondent for The Athletic. And in what is our first show, it is a special show. Why get one guest when you can have two? Why get one special guest when you can have two epic guests? And that's exactly what we've done now. Delighted to say I'm joined by Chris Bowden from the Burnley Express. And before we quickly speak to Chris, remember this. If you're listening for the first time, not just to this Burnley Fan Show, any fan show on Love Sport Radio, you are the show. You can have your say. You just tweet us at Love Sport Radio. You call us 0208 7020 558. We want to hear your views and your issues at the club, and we can discuss them and to the lengths that we can go on to forever. And I'm delighted to say now Chris has joined us. Chris, a real pleasure to get you on. Obviously not going great for Burnley at the minute, and they have a torrid run coming up. What are you making of it?
Yeah, if you take the sort of recent run of games into the crowd, I mean, it's 6 defeats in 8, but before the last 3 defeats, they'd obviously won a couple on the spin and got to 24 points at the halfway stage, and you're thinking, well, it was exactly double what they'd achieved this time last year and stayed up with 3 games to go, and you're thinking, you know, they're bang on track here, and they probably still are. I'd still expect them to get the sort of 4 or 5 wins or so that they need to stay up. But you do feel the sort of, you know, a section of the supporter are starting to get to that stage now where they want to see a bit more expansive football from Burnley. They want a bit more entertainment to go along with the, you know, just just surviving in the Premier League, and we're probably going to hit a tipping point, over the coming months, maybe the coming years or so. We'll just see how it plays out.
Yeah, Chris, it's a really interesting point. Now, I've got two questions from what you said. It's so interesting that you said that, you know, we only need a few more wins, and we're right on track where we were last year, and we're all safe and set for another year. And that's kind of how the Premier League has gone this year, because it's a bit of a cliche, and it happens, and we're seeing it even in the Championship. You know, you're down there, you think, oh, we're 4 points off relegation. You get a couple of wins, and then you go, we're in 10th place, we're in 11th, you know, a few more, and then we're in, we've had a top eight finish or a top half finish. And that's the way the league has gone this year. Everyone seems a lot closer, you know, after Liverpool. Everyone, you know, there's no like top four, top six. The tiers are much more closer this year. Are you getting that vibe from the Premier League?
Absolutely. You say this, you know, teams seem to be going on these crazy runs, don't you? I mean, Bournemouth have had a sticky run, and then they go to Chelsea and pick up a win. And I say Watford have started putting a few results together. Southampton have started putting a few results together. And I say Newcastle had a spell, didn't they? They just lifted them into the top ten. But yeah, you're sort of looking over your shoulder, but you're also thinking, you know, by the same token, if we win a couple, you know, you start dreaming of that top ten finish, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You really do. And that's how quickly it can change. And also what you mentioned, you just spoke upon that you become an established side in the Premier League, and, you know, everyone loves it, and you're really up there. No one considers you for relegation. You're one of those difficult teams to beat in the middle of that league. But then year on year, you know, people want more. It's very hard not to. You want to take that next step, that next milestone. It's very hard once you become an established Premier League side. But we've seen it even with Stoke. They try to spend. It happened to West Ham and Newcastle. You try to move up, and then you end up taking a step back. And this is kind of where Burnley are at the minute. It's almost in between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, they're exactly at that point now. I think you've got to be careful what you wish for, haven't you? Like I say, I think West Brom and, you know, maybe West Brom will bounce back this time. But I think West Brom and Stoke wanted more entertaining football, and they ended up losing, you know, probably the best parts of what they were good at. You know, West Brom was, you know, they were solid and hard to beat under Tony Pulis, but, you know, not great on the eye. And Stoke, you know, famously, Stoke were just up and at them. They were horrible to play against, but you know, they managed to survive. You know, three top ten finishes as well under Mark Hughes before it started sort of petering out there. But I mean, Burnley, it sort of 2 years ago, really, they tried to be better with the ball, tried to be a bit more expansive. And I don't know if people remember that. I mean, they scored a winning goal at Everton in October 2017. It was 24-pass goal. Finished off, and that was sort of, you know, the direction that, you know, the manager was trying to take them in. But they lost Stephen Defoe to a, you know, a bad knee injury that kept him out, and, you know, well, effectively finished his Burnley career. And Robbie Brady, a couple of weeks earlier, he picked up a serious knee injury, and he's not been the same since, and not really been able to find that type of player who can sort of, you know, slow the game down and pick clever passes and keep things ticking over. And it's in the meantime, they've had a bit of success with being direct, but it can so easily be counteracted, and it can become very predictable.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Chris, because it's so hard. You know, fans want more. They start asking for more. Not getting greedy, but, you know, you always want to move on and progress. But the grass isn't always greener. You mentioned it there. Tony Pulis's side, you know, obviously they played one type of football, one system, and it worked for them with those top half finishes. And then everything started to come undone because Stoke wanted to take that next step. But where are the Burnley fans at? And you working for the Burnley Express, is the camp split? Is it a little bit more divisive? Do people want to take that gamble, or they're like, look, let's remember where we're at now, and we're happy where we are?
There's a bit more noise, you know. You can sort of feel there's a bit in the air that there's you know, I think Burnley fans are starting to get to that stage where they're not going to be just happy with survival. You know, they want to see the squad added to, and you know, the recruitment's left a bit to be desired over the last three or four windows or so. And but yeah, they are hitting that point now where I think there's a feeling that, you know, the sort of you know, rudimental sort of you know, that regimented brand of football that's been so successful, I think there's a feeling that it will catch up on Burnley in time. And, you know, you look at the sides that, you know, Norwich are probably going to get relegated, but they're playing a super brand of football that when they go down, they'll be well equipped in the Championship, you know, probably to spring back up again. And you look at all the sides in the Premier League and you think, yeah, you're all better footballing sides than Burnley, And I think, you know, the Burnley fans are starting to want, you know, to see a bit more. Because it's entertainment at the end of the day, isn't it?
Well, but what do you get for entertainment? Because, you know, let's talk about two sides there. The first one, Arsenal, everyone you say, oh, great football. Nothing to show for it of late. And, you know, that they didn't know how to grind it out and win at these places, your Burnleys, your Stokes. They were labelled soft. And then you talk about Norwich, and it's a really interesting debate, this one. We spoke about Norwich at the start of the season. Opening game, they were playing Liverpool. Didn't they play brilliant football? They did. They lost 4-1. Everyone goes, oh, I like Norwich. They'll be my second team. They won't have much to show for it if they go down. This is not a knock on Norwich. And I know Burnley want to play that football and get that label. But if they're staying in the Premier League, that's what it's all about. Because you don't get nothing for the football if you have no results at the end of it. It's very difficult, isn't it?
Oh, massively. I say so many clubs have reached this point. I think a few Blackburn fans did. You know, I mean, before Sam Allardyce lost his job, bizarrely, when they appointed Steve Keane after the Venkies takeover. And I mean, that was just a ludicrous decision. But there were pockets of Blackburn fans who were fed up with the brand of football. And that's what happened. You know, they ended up going down, and they've been down for, this will be 8 years this time. And you're thinking, you know, Stoke don't look like coming back anytime soon. You know, maybe West Brom. But ultimately, if you're going to be paying, you know, 30-odd pounds a pop, you want to be entertained, don't you? And I know that it's that sort of balance, isn't it? You've got to understand you're Burnley going to be pragmatic, and, you know, you've got to work within the means. But a lot of people probably looking at Sheffield United and thinking, on a smaller budget, and they're producing, quite innovative football at times as well. You know, similar to Burnley in patches, you know, they work hard and they can be direct, but, quite innovative tactically.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it is Chelsea on the weekend. I think it was two seasons ago, opening day of the season. Burnley went down to Stamford Bridge, ended up beating Chelsea, getting a result there to start the season. That was quite a shock, Chelsea losing that day. Can Burnley repeat that? Can they go and get a result? Because they need it. I mean, Frank Lampard's side have shown they can concede goals, but they're in a good bit of form as well themselves at the minute. What are you making of this fixture?
Yeah, I think we've all seen, you know, they've been quite vulnerable at home, Chelsea. I think they've only lost 4 or 5 home games in the Premier League this season.
Yeah.
So, we mentioned the Bournemouth game. You know, Bournemouth not been in a great period of form by any stretch of the imagination. They managed to, a lot of injuries, and managed to nick a 1-0. It's one of those, they could certainly get a result, Burnley. I think, you know, we're not at the stage in the Premier League where, you know, I do believe you can, you know, any team can nick a result. You say, we mentioned Norwich again, they beat Manchester City, you know, a remarkable result. But it's going to be unbelievably tough. And but they have a decent record. As you mentioned, the win on the opening day, they got a 2-2 there last season against the odds. Got a 1-1 when Chelsea were champions in 2015, and they won there in the League Cup as well on penalties when they're a Championship side. So, it's been quite a happy hunting ground, really.
Yeah, well, let's hope that continues then, because they're going to need to pick up points somewhere, whether it be Leicester at home in a few weeks, United away, Norwich, obviously that's in the Cup. Hopefully it'll be this weekend. Chris, what is your score prediction for the game?
Oh, good grief. I'd be surprised if Burnley... I can see Chelsea winning this. I can see them winning it probably like 2-3-1, something like that in the end.
Chris, just quickly on that, Chelsea go and win, even though you're saying it's a happy hunting ground, and maybe they don't pick up the points, and now we're talking from three defeats to 4 defeats, 5 defeats. How quickly does that the morale in camp, and obviously the players, you know, the feel good vibes, how quickly does that evaporate?
The players are tight, to be fair, and they don't, you know, even when they finish 7th and qualify for the Europa League. People might not remember they went through a spell of 11 Premier League games without a win. You know, so even within a season that's beyond everyone's wildest dreams, you can have them sort of spells in the Premier League. You can easily go from a couple of defeats, you know, to sort of 7-8, you know, so on and so forth. But the manager keeps them, very level. You know, they don't get too carried away if they're doing well. They don't get too down if they're struggling. They just carry on. They work hard. And they believe in what they do, and that's the sort of vibe. You know, the players are pretty much. You know, you can see the characters. The characters don't really change when they're in these sort of these spells. And I think they believe that they'll do enough. They'll find enough points and they'll find enough wins to keep themselves safe.
Yeah, Sean Dyche will have them well drilled. It might be white noise for the players. They'll focus on the games in hand. But will it evaporate for the fans then, Chris?
Well, I wouldn't expect so. I mean, taking into account, I mean, if the manager's already said that any new faces are unlikely, and that's gone down like a lead balloon with the supporters. On top of this, like I say, six defeats in eight, it's one of those. There is, like I said, there's sort of a growing chorus, really, of supporters who are not outright asking the question, but wondering, you know, some of them out loud, really, if the manager's gone as far as he can. I mean, I think he's certainly deserving of time to turn around the situation, like he was last year when they were 18th with 12 points at the halfway stage. It's he's certainly earned that right, and I'd back him to keep him up again.
Yeah, as I would. I'm sure they'll turn it around, the Clarets. It starts with Chelsea on the weekend. We really appreciate you coming on the Burley Fan Show, Chris. Really, for being part of it. We look forward to it continuing every Monday at 10 to 10.30, and hopefully we'll have 3 points to talk about. Chris Bowden there from the Burnley Express. Well, this has been the Burnley Fan Show, as it will be every week, so come and join in and come and have your say. But up next, it is Bournemouth.
Love Sport.